after a great start, a tough game in Carolina, what were some of the aspects that you drew from that game, particularly how tough Carolina's defense is?
Yeah, well, it's very hard-nosed front. I mean, they did a great job against us. Really kept us from running the ball as much as we'd like to. And it's a good front seven, obviously. I think they've proven that year after year. We knew we'd be in for a tough battle, but, obviously we were certainly didn't play as well as we're capable.
Coach, is this too early in the season for a game of this magnitude?
I don't think so. I think the way in which the schedules are going nowadays, I mean, it's been this way for a number of years now, that you have games that are played early in the season against your division, within your division, and also at the end of the season, their division games as well. We certainly has kind of changed in terms of the landscape of things. When I first got in the league, it wasn't quite that way consistently, but across the board now, you're seeing that. So now I don't think it's ever too early, for a game of this magnitude.
As someone new to the division, what's the importance of beating Green Bay, considering they've been the past couple of years where you guys want to be?
Well, what I'm more interested in, more so than anything else, is focusing in on us getting better each and every week. I mean, that's the key against the challenges that we have to face. And we're facing a really great challenge in terms of a team that's played extremely well historically and traditionally. A lot of great players on both sides of the ball. So we're really focusing in on the fact that we got to get better. We got to be better than we were last week. And we know it's going to be a grind.
Is there any more awareness or any more? I know every game's important, obviously, but any more importance when you know you're going against the reigning division champs?
Well, our focus is on them as who they are. I think most of the time you'll look at any team, whether or not it was times when I've been on teams that have come off the Super Bowl win and things of that nature. All of that stuff was last year, and we're focusing on this year.
Jim, you've coached some great quarterbacks and receivers in your years. What makes Rodgers and Jordy Nelson so special?
They have a great feel for one another, obviously. Nelson is an incredible talent, does a great job in terms of finding ways to get open. If you happen to be able to stay close to him, he can jump over you. He can make unusual catches. He has a fantastic catching radius. And not only that, Rodgers does a great job in terms of ball placement. So he puts the ball in positions where a defender has a tough time getting to it, but yet in positions where he knows that Nelson's going to be able to get to it. So they create all kinds of problems for you. They get the ball out quickly. You can tell they've worked together a number of years, and they communicate with each other extremely well. And I think he has the same kind of feel for Cobb as well.
When you see how many targets that Aaron has sent toward Jordy's way, do you plan for that to continue, or do you think at some point they spread the ball around a little more?
I know for a fact that every game's different. Some games individual may get a number of targets. The next game it might not be as many. It just kind of depends on what they're seeing and who's open. So that I know that can vary. But I know one thing, that you have to be aware of him, concerned about him and where he lines up, and knowing that if you give him a crack or one-on-one opportunities, that ball's going his way. But then also, I think when you look at it, I think he's got far more targets than anybody else. And the next one, obviously, is Cobb, a threat as well. And they got a couple of young guys that are doing a nice job for him.
Hey, Jim, how taxed is your secondary right now with the loss in IR move?
It's one of those things in this business that you, week in and week out, you're going to have adjustments that you have to make, and so you're going to have to make some moves to make sure that you get yourself in position to be able to play and play well, and we think we've done that, and we think the guys that we've selected and brought in and then also brought up from our practice squad are going to be more than capable.
You guys had the reputation before you got there of having the lack of discipline and whatnot. So how do you change that?
Well, I'm not so certain that was kind of the buzzword, but just in terms of overall, but the big thing I'm concerned about is what we do now, what we look at now. This is a new day. Everybody had a clean slate coming in, so I don't try to justify, rectify, explain what they did previously, what happened previously. That's not my concern. My concern is what we do now. We've been able to kind of, first game, we did a nice job in terms of keeping our penalties within the manageable areas. It's better than they were in the preseason. Second game, we were even a little bit better. We plan to be a little bit better this game. So we're looking for improvement in those areas, and I think those are kind of the fundamental principles in terms of being able to make sure that you don't hurt yourself. But the other things are obviously turnovers, giving the ball away. I think that's obviously a discipline issue also in making certain that we keep everything on par with not giving a team that is already explosive a little bit more fuel.
Just with Nelson, do you feel the need? I mean, do you have to kind of shade a little extra attention his way now that with where he is in his game?
Well, I mean, you better know where he is, and you better, you know, I mean, he's no different than a couple guys that we have on our team. I would assume that you better know where Calvin Johnson is, and because you know, without question, he's a great talent. So, yeah, we know where he is, and certainly are, you know, looking at all of our options.
You know, along those lines, you know, teams have ganged up on Calvin over the years. Is it that much harder now with Ebron and Golden Tate, and you know your running backs are proven pass catchers as well?
I think you know, it does sort of tip the scales a little bit to keep the double coverage off him, but we saw in the first game that a lot of people singled up on him, and you know, and obviously when that occurs, you know, he's pretty hard to handle, and I would anticipate that teams will do some double coverage and things of that nature, try to roll to his side, and that should open up some opportunities for not only Golden, who you saw in our first game, you know, I think about 6 targets, but then also, like you had mentioned, our tight ends on the inside, but also our running game as well. I think, you know, all of those things open up a bit when he does get coverage rolled his way.
Yeah, how was Reggie Bush's camp, and do you think about expanding his role or maximizing his talent?
Well, he's had a tremendous training camp. You know, he was obviously you know, functioning extremely well. I think you saw he reeled off a pretty long run during the course of the preseason. And in the first game, you know, I think he, you know, did some good things for us as well. He didn't touch the ball as much as we'd like in the second game. And we'll see what happens like in this particular game as well. It depends on what we see, what they do. You know, a lot of our stuff is, you know, things that may happen at the line of scrimmage, sort of run pass option with it. So sometimes just depending on what they give you, depends on how much in that situation that he may get the ball.
What have you thought of the way the Packers have been using Clay Matthews?
You know, he's a talented player. I mean, just like, you know, Peppers, and the rest of the group, that they have that do a tremendous job. You know, they still, without questioning, can turn him loose and let him rush the passer. You know, but, obviously he's off the ball some, but they change it up on you. And I still think he's an extraordinary player, that we have to make certain that we block and protect against.
Is it harder to prepare for him when he's not just left side, right side, but he's bouncing back and forth? Sometimes he's on the line, sometimes he's off. Does that create some challenges?
Well, with great players, no matter where they align, they have to be dealt with. I don't care if they're on the ball, off the ball, wherever it might be. That guy's a great player, does a tremendous job. You better do your job in dealing with him, otherwise he's going to create and wreak havoc upon your offense.
What have you? How is Matthew Stafford acclimated to the scheme changes offensively?
You know, he's embraced it, and I think he's you know, one of those guys that you're just going to continue to see get better within the development of it. And you know, he's smart, he's tough, he's heady, and he's a good leader. So you know, he's done a good job within the system, and I think you'll see him continue to get better.
Has that gone pretty seamlessly, or is there still some room to grow there?
No, I think that without question, I mean, development and growth happens throughout the season, whether you're in the same system that you've been in for 40 years or whether you're in a new system, that growth and development is key. And in this league, you have to get better each and every week. Every week's a huge challenge, a little bit different things that you face from a schematic standpoint. The talent level is there's so much parity, but yet there's some unique individuals that you face that cause and expose you to different type of issues within your offensive scheme. So it takes you going through that a few times to get all of the kinks worked out, but I think he's doing a great job of it. He's developing within the system, and I think you'll see him continue to get better.
Seneca.
Yeah. Coach, growing up in Beloit, did you watch Bears or Packers games?
You know, I mean, in that area, you watched all of them that were in the black and blue division. You know, you watched Minnesota, you watched Green Bay, you certainly watched Chicago. And, you know, during my era, during that time, there were a lot of great players on those teams. And you know, I don't think I missed too many games back in those days.
So what team colors did you wear as a kid?
Pardon me?
So what team's colors did you wear as a kid?
Well, you know, where we were, I mean, obviously there was always a little bit of both in terms of the Bears and the Packers down in that region.